Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones over the middle. Jones, Kittle, laying out and getting it. That's a good start and a first down for the 49ers.
They play man coverage. Cam Curl one-on-one with Kittle. Separation. Oh, look at that. Lay out, big fella.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady on the call. 49ers get beat 42-26. And, you know, are we assuming that the Niners had a shot at Stafford at one point?
They did. Remember, we did shows like, do you want Stafford? Of course, I was in. A lot of people weren't. He was an old fossil. But, man, they've got him, gotten him a Super Bowl. And you're smiling, man. That dude.
Yep.
Man, Steiny, there's not a quarterback right now would take over Stafford in the league.
No.
That's just. Oh, so you see it. I don't even got to tell you.
Oh, no, you remember. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Stafford. Ostensibly, people thought he was hurt in the preseason, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, he's fine.
Richard Sherman, too.
Remember when I said, he's fine. My sources in L.A., he is fine. Yeah. He is healthy.
Boy, he was comfortable yesterday, man. And Lenore, Mustafa, Brown, Green, he picked on everybody. I mean, but who was a caller that said, if you don't got a pass rusher, you're finished, you know, back there. And it's just, man. And Devontae Adams is not even their best receiver. He was eating Higbee, all their tight ends. 13, I can't wait to talk to 13 personnel with Dibs, but Stan, I just want you to be careful. And I thought about it during the break.
Okay.
Arizona got embarrassed yesterday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Brissett in that offense, okay, aren't you saying to yourself, there's not a defense we would rather play than the 49ers right now with the state that they're in?
Sure. And
so you just like that. That's and you didn't say it was going to be easy. I got you.
Of course, it's not going to be easy because they're not good enough.
That is said, Bonte, division game. They're tough or different.
Stop.
Now you can sugar. You know, you can do a sugarcoat job.
I don't do that.
Okay. Well, the Cardinals are 3-6.
Oh, you're saying
Tennessee?
They quit.
Okay. They're 1-8. Cleveland's 2-7. So. As much as you think the 49ers, not you know, people may think they're lousy, I'm looking at three teams in the next four that you're better than record-wise.
And I would just say this to that about this upcoming week, and we'll get to it later in the week, just Arizona's records, Steiny. You look at some of those losses, they pissed away games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jafar in San Jose. Hey, Jafar, how you doing? Oh, we lose him? How about Daryl? Daryl in Alameda. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
hope
hey.
You had a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, okay, so I'm not sounding any alarms on the Niners. They are, like, depleted defensively. I mean, they're
right.
just hurt. All their stars are hurt. And talent wins, period. Plain and simple. But I wanted to talk about, I don't know, I guess it's going to be the issue for the next week or so. Purdy and Jones.
Right.
I think, and this isn't because he's the new shiny object or anything like that. Jones has not done anything to, like, play himself out of the starting lineup. If you look at the two quarterbacks, yeah, they're kind of similar, but Purdy is, yes, more mobile. But I would say that Jones is more aware in the pocket and more savvy in the pocket. And when it comes down to talent and arm strength, not even a comparison.
Right. Ooh.
I think people are forgetting. Purdy is not accurate after 30 yards. He reminds me of Jimmy G. Jimmy G was worse, but Purdy is not accurate. Remember, he throws the ball high. He throws the ball behind receivers sometimes. Matt Jones is on the money, period. He has a stronger arm. And then when you talk about that one play where he didn't go to
Robinson.
Okay, maybe he missed Robertson on that play, but it definitely wasn't because he was afraid to get the ball down the field. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm with Matt Jones. I mean, the dude is balling, period.
Appreciate the call. Stani, I was hoping you'd ask the other Daryl. Like, hey, and Stani, I know Niner fans did feel exactly like Daryl, but the organization – is going to, I don't even think there's a conversation because of the politics and everything, the contract. When I say politics, that's what I mean. Like, there's nothing to see here.
Okay.
And you're talking to a guy that thinks Mac Jones is probably better than Brock Purdy. But it is what it is. Like, how can he, and maybe there's a waste, Donnie, and I could be reading this all wrong.
I mean, I do think there's something to see here, clearly. I mean, Mac Jones has been really good. Should I read you a paragraph from Harry?
Oh, go ahead.
Now, listen, this is a guy.
It's not you either.
This
go
is
to
a,
hell with Harry.
Yeah. Who did Purdy take the job from?
Well, Jimmy
Garoppolo.
Got hurt and he went in. Yeah, Jimmy got hurt.
And then he
never gave it back.
Oh, well, anyway, Harry likes Purdy. Likes Purdy a
okay.
lot. He liked Purdy a lot the last few years.
Oh, okay.
But he says, no question for me that Jones is better than Purdy. No way Purdy makes those rocket throws. What was Jones? Something like 90% completions? Purdy was better than Jimmy, and I defended him then. But I have to say now, Jones is better on this team than Purdy with this coach and this scheme. And maybe people don't feel as strongly as that, but we have to acknowledge that, like, Mac Jones has been a breath of fresh air, and maybe that's all he's been, just a breath of fresh air as a backup, and Purdy will come back Sunday, and they'll beat the Cardinals 35-14, and then we head to the other horse bleep team we're playing after that. I'm not sure who it is.
This is not
Carolina?
Fair to you, Stani, but let's just act like this was a scenario in the NBA, and I know that's a big stretch. You know, the guy that gets paid the most, they win out. Like, Brock is more, his mobility is better. And to Mac's credit, he's getting rid of the damn ball so fast. It's like, I don't need to be mobile. Matt Stafford is actually not Michael Vick. Hello, Tom Brady wasn't either. When you read it, process it, and fire it, you don't even need to have wheels. And that's what we're watching with Brock. But what scenario in your mind or anybody's mind, to Daryl's point or call, where the Niners would give the keys to Mac? That's why I just shut it down.
Well, that's No, I don't.
And I know it's above my pay grade.
They're not looking at it like that.
There we go.
The front office isn't scared. You know, like they're not like, oh my God. Like in fairness, how could they have? They paid Brock Purdy. They feel good about him. He got hurt. He played two games. Like, why would they be like, oh my God, what's going on here?
Because maybe we didn't have to pay 50 M's something we're getting for $3.5 or $4 million.
Like being in foul trouble. You're not in foul trouble after you foul out. They paid him. That's done. That is done. They made that. They're paying Brock Purdy. And if they believe Mac Jones is better at some point, then they've got to figure that out.
Have we ever seen a guy getting so much money just sit? Be like, hey, you lost it. This is our starter.
Kirk Cousins?
But not, Steiny.
Like that.
We haven't seen bad Brock. They went 6-11 last year. He didn't have his best year, but it wasn't all on him. When you bring up Cousins, I'm just thinking of the million times and places to where you saw it get stale. It hadn't got stale on Brock's watch. And last year was, to me.
Well, I mean, they went 6-11 last year.
But if you look at his, was he so bad to where it was like, oh boy, you know, everybody had a part of it.
Okay. I mean, I feel like sometimes what you do is you say we got to play him because he got us to the Super Bowl. We got to play him because he got us to the NFC Championship. And then we just gloss over last year.
Well, what I'm doing now, what I'm saying is you got to play him now. You paid him. And that's the most important thing.
You don't
unless
have
you
to do
what
anything.
You say and be like, "Hey, we made a mistake, or this dude's better." You just sit over here. We know it doesn't work like that.
I mean, what if Purdy's Monte Ellis and Mac Jones is Curry? What are you going to do? Keep Monte?
Well, you've crippled you.
I'm just saying. Like
what?
What I'm saying is, this happens all the time in sports. A guy beat Draymond Green making squat. David Lee paid a lot. It was time. They moved on.
But nobody, Dre didn't get paid first. Purdy got paid to be the next. And wouldn't that cripple you if you gave the quarterback job to somebody else? Wouldn't that cripple you just with that contract as an organization?
They paid Purdy. They have him on their roster. Tell me what's the scariest thing for you. I don't understand.
That I'm paying so much money and I'm not using something. That's bad business.
He's hurt.
Daryl and other fans are insinuating, like, make the switch to Mac. So I'm looking at the bigger picture.
All right, so you have buyer's remorse on Brock Purdy.
I don't know how you can have that thought with what you're seeing from Mac Jones.
What I'm telling you is
they're not having buyer's remorse, and that's all that matters.
Well, I'll tell you this.
The organization.
Like, you can also look at it, the way Mac Jones has played has nothing to do with Brock Purdy. He's just the backup who's gone 5-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it has everything to do with it because the notes that are coming out of his mouth obviously are sounding better or as good as what Brock Purdy's notes were. So that's a problem. And
Why couldn't it be a good problem?
Because I'm not, Steiny, you never win in business when you invest something and you don't use it. That would be horrendous.
Well, first of all, he's not getting paid this year. All right? He's not making the big money this year. I say it all the time. You think you made a mistake you paid Brock Purdy too much and now Mac Jones is better? You want to make a bigger mistake? Stay with Brock Purdy then, if that's really what you believe. Because I'm a firm believer in that. If you think you made a mistake, you better try to fix it ASAP. And I'm not saying that's where they are.
And all hell would pop off for that to happen. But boy, yeah.
All hell has popped off of the quarterback spot for 9 years.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think Kyle had some lighter fluid. If he don't care or even know, just with that comment yesterday about he could have went, but I didn't want him to go.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac?
You're probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there, at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
So you didn't ask, but I'm going to share, and I'm going to go Perry Mason, my favorite detective, Steiny. It sounded like he didn't want him. He made it. He could have went. I didn't want him to go. You got your reasons, but the way that it sounded was like, you wanted to go with Mac Jones, and you did.
Right.
And that goes to what I was up here last week fighting with you about. Nah, when he's close or ready. So that sounded like he could have went. I didn't want him to. And he didn't want him to because of what Mac Jones is doing.
He could have gone as the backup, not the starter or not active at all.
But the backup job is the same as the starter if something happened to Mac, which could have been on any given play.
He clearly wanted that if Mac Jones were to get hurt against the Rams, he did not want to have to put Brock Purdy in the game under that circumstance. Right. I understand that. He's
because
probably,
of who they're playing, Steiny?
No, mostly because he probably didn't get a lot of reps at one. In the previous week, and Kyle sounds like a guy who wants him to play on that first unit for the week before practice, and he figured, you know what? I'm not bringing him in as a backup. I'll work him out as the one this upcoming week, and he'll start against the Cardinals. Let's go to Jafar in San Jose. What's going on, Jafar? How you doing?
Hello, Steiny and Guru. Sorry about that.
Yeah, all right.
So I just wanted to bring the temperature down low. This call goes out to all the dude and dudettes of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm.
Let me first say that the rash of injuries this season, this is just unacceptable. Mm. Brandon Ayuk, Fred Warner, Ricky Pearsall, Nick Bosa, three All-Pro. And one potential future All-Pro. Don't forget this. So what I will do for you and all my brothers and sisters that bleed red and gold, I'll go deep into my bag, and I'll do this for you. And this is a secret family ritual passed down from my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. It's a super healing property. I have been growing my big toenail for over 16 years.
All right. So Jafar, you're killing me.
How nasty is that? Big toe. Yeah, Jafar. Went a little too far, Jafar. His big toenail for, yeah, you couldn't even wear a shoe.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, nothing to see here. Our head coach is still in the evaluation stage of the quarterback situation, trying to figure out who's better. Mac Jones is giving him something to think about.
It's healthier, not new, who's better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm just going to die on that hill of everything that's behind it. But let me ask you this. Purdy plays in that game yesterday. Do they win?
No.
And that's where
no chance. No chance.
Well, if you would have got off to a better start, I'm not saying it was Mac's fault.
Then take the ball and score.
What'd you do with your first possession after they scored?
Well, no, you needed to do anything. You know why?
Why?
Because they were demoralized down 7-0 already.
If that was only it.
Well, it probably was.
Man, Stoney, if I asked you their best defender right now.
Were they demoralized yesterday because Lynch didn't make a trade and the defense was like, we need help, and because we didn't get help, we didn't play as hard?
No, you need Jesus to help this defense, man.
Let's go to Jerry in Vallejo. What's up, Jerry? How you doing?
Hey, guys. First of all, is my radio too loud?
Nah, we just hear the cops. We hope you ain't on no high speed.
Yeah, no, they're going. No, I'm sitting out with the Aaron. Let me tell you, first of all, just want to say God bless you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Hey, thank
from
you.
Noon to day, all the time. And I love your show. So now I'm an old 49er fan. So injuries happen. And if you want to say this, remember, Mr. Irrelevant was the last pick. And then before they picked Trey, they wanted Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a better quarterback. He's a precision passer. He can read the defenses, and he's more mobile. And plus, he can throw the deep ball. Now, our defense, they rookies. They need help. Yes, injuries are going to happen. You're not going to stop injuries because you never know when they're going to happen. So let's go back just a little bit further. When Kaepernick was playing, he replaced Alex Smith. Alex Smith got hurt, and Kaepernick took him all the way to the Super Bowl. So right now, Shanahan needs to just tell the truth, stop lying. Mac Jones is the man. He needs to stay there. We got to pay Brock. There's nothing we can do about that. He signed the contract. But let's just go on and play because the season is not lost. We're only in third place. We're 3-1 within the division, so we still got a chance, guys. Okay? Keep up the good work. I listen to you all the time, and I appreciate you.
Back
God
at
bless
you.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call.
That's perspective. Look, man, I just don't like – if this were James Logan, shout-out football team varsity beat Berkeley over the weekend, Donnie. But if this were James Logan and your offense has to be perfect because your defense, for whatever reason, injuries – is just, you know, Swiss cheese. That's pressure, Stoney. But you said that's pressure. You would have liked Kyle to kind of give them the ball to score and get a lead. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still think the Rams would have scored 42. That's neither here nor there. That's what we're looking at for the rest of the slate here. The seven games left. They got to be perfect, man. And have they been perfect? No. Offensively. Now, maybe a Pearsall gives you another threat, but, Stoney, that's what this was about yesterday. You weren't perfect. The Rams were. That was perfection offensively yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, they
And the O-line was pretty damn good for the Niners. Let Mac, you know, throw 39 times, complete 33, no sacks.
Get up 21 at the end of the first quarter and end up winning by 16. Let's go to Raul in Concord. Hey, Raul, how you doing, man? Hey, Raul. He's gone.
What's going on today?
I don't know.
Yeah. People are mad.
No, they're not.
Well, they're...
Why are they mad?
If you
No self-respecting 49er fan expected them to win that game.
Bring the temperature down low.
That was great. You know what? It's because of what happened in the first part of this clash. And the Niners beat, and they had Fred Warner. They beat L.A. But Stani, also, too, if you look at the standings, maybe now it's really starting to hit that, okay, how many weeks were you like, ooh, they're in, and I was saying the same thing. Now that's kind of, you know, it can change this weekend.
Sure.
But
sure.
That, you know, eighth, like I was shocked when I went down, like, oh, they don't even got that.
Yeah, no, not yet, but they got four games coming up. They sure got four games coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go 1-3 in the next four games, then they might be one of the worst teams in football.
No, it's not that. They got too much. Stani, seriously, I ask you this, and I'm going to do it every week.
They were started 3-0. They're 3-4 without an impressive win, and they don't have any more impressive wins for the next 4 weeks. So, you know what I mean? They're going to – I mean, they better win at least two of these.
If I asked you the best player on the Niners defense right now that was on that field yesterday, just real quick, how would you answer that?
Did D. Winters play?
Yeah.
Not him.
Had five solo tackles.
Hey, did Bryce Huff play yesterday? I saw him running toward the quarterback one time. Who's their
the
best?
The way you just insinuate stuff, did he?
I guess it's D'Amador Lenore. I guess. I don't. No, I'd probably say D.
Who's but he? That's my point. That's the point of that.
What about Bethune?
He had a bad 15-yard late hit, Donnie. You can't, with the defense like that, you can't give up 15, bro.
Yeah. When you're frustrated, why not? I mean, seriously.
No, my whole point of that exercise was,
anyway, take a shot.
You know, you got to be perfect. You got to be the team scoring 42 to win moving forward. Now, against Carolina, no, but that's what you got to do.
I don't know what you guys are so sad about. Nobody got hurt yesterday.
You know what?
That first thing Kyle Shanahan said that caught my eye.
Is that what?
It's true.
That's a first.
Hey, Shanny, how'd Mac play?
Seemed like he played really well. I thought he got rid of the ball, didn't get caught with it too much, got the ball to the right spots, and definitely gave us a chance to win.
Yeah. Didn't? What do you have? Oh, he had one turnover. But Brady said, I don't count that.
I heard that. I didn't like that.
Well,
a pick, and he almost threw one earlier in the dude dropped
please.
I'll just... Come on now.
He's certainly not the turnover machine that Brady caping up for a mistake.
I didn't like it, Stani.
They were in a desperate situation, 35-20. They had to make something happen. He tried to squeeze something into a tight window. Can't blame him.
He also hit a guy in the chest who dropped the ball, so probably had one pick coming.
Which one?
I forget the Ram defender, but he dropped it, Stani. It was right there.
No, it was. That ball's got spin on it.
Hey, you and I look at sports different.
You ain't. I almost said the S word.
Oh my! Be careful. And the bottom line is, I know the Niners' offense is not predicated on going vertical, but Stani, I could put on pads, and so could Evan. And if we can run, it don't matter who you are. You can run down the field, and somebody has to account for you. So I hate when you say they don't have a – Jawan Jennings can run and catch
a – He's an intermediate route runner.
Put in Watkins.
What are you talking about?
Put in Watkins. I'm just saying stretch to do – send McCaffrey down there, Stani. It don't – it's just because you're not Randy Moss or T.O. don't mean you can't run a stretch go route.
Let's throw a long bomb to make sure we get second and 10.
Or a first down and a flag.
Yeah. They're not going to get a flag. The other thing is Jennings runs a fly pattern. Even if the guy's surprised, the defensive back is like, oh, my God, he's running a fly. Guess what? I'll catch up to him.
Kendrick Bourne, Stani, stop. I do wonder where he's at, man, where he's gone, that connection.
You can make a case that without Pearsall, they're athletes at wide receiver. Yikes.
Oh, there's nothing to get excited about at all.
Thank you.
I like what I – well, Kittle was special.
Stop expecting him to put up a lot of points then.
Kittle was special.
All right. He was so special, they got beat by over two touchdowns. He blocked the hell out of it. Yeah, where was his running game blocking yesterday?
When Robinson was in, it was working.
Kittle was great yesterday.
He was.
But it doesn't matter because they lost. Just like Kuminga, like for example, Kuminga stunk last night for the Warriors.
No, he stunk Friday.
He stunk worse yesterday. Huh? Way worse.
65-65 in the third.
They won, so you know what?
Pacers JV.
Didn't hurt us. It's Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'll go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.